so old. I'll come clean. What is this? Don't you me?
And welcome to the Snitch and Liz podcast.
Will I recover? Will you be my number?
For a brand new week.
No, is it over?
Yes.
We can just leave it here.
I have forgotten the intro. So Lindsay is playing a song off his phone. What song is it?
Recover.
Recover by?
Churches?
But Churches.
With a V.
With a V. Oh, so hip. Hip these days. So hot right now.
I love that band.
Yeah? Great band. Is it girls? A couple of girls?
I think it's one girl singer and the rest are guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kind of a bit bummed about that.
Oh, kind of wish it was a whole girl band, hey?
Yeah, I know. It'll be good.
Oh, well.
But then again, all girl
Churches,
bands don't make
you're
that
only like
song.
50% of my book now. Good songs, but band lineup.
No.
Not feminine enough.
No, but do you know what? I love a good female singer.
Really? I bet you do.
Like, every time you get a female singer with a group of guys.
Yeah.
This band is 10 times better. What's like Fergie?
Yeah.
She made that band.
She did. No, you're right. She absolutely did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now she's gone down her own things. What are they doing now? Black Eyed Peas.
Well, Will.i.am's still fairly big.
Is
Fergie's
he?
Had a couple of very successful solo albums. The other two, don't get me wrong, they have dropped off the planet. What? They are gone.
Where are they?
Oh, I don't know.
Who knows?
They're probably on the street somewhere. You know, there was, I think, originally another member of the Black Eyed Peas that got kicked out. Oh, you know, there was another girl in there, I think.
Really?
And then they kicked her out for Fergie. Because they were just like, this bitch is talented. Get out.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I mean, it was such controversy for like 15 years ago.
And that chick was Beyonce.
Yep. Oh, and then she went on to bigger and better things, didn't she? She went straight from
you
there.
You know what? Black Eyed Peas.
Destiny's Child, solo. Hey, Black Eyed Peas ain't Beyonce.
That mop gone out of there.
They ain't no Beyonce, man. Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Okay, let's crack into it.
We're a little distracted.
Yeah.
Mostly because everything is a bit different now. Linsman, we are live right now on Periscope.
Hello, Periscope.
Hi to everyone that's watching on Periscope right now. We said we'd do it last one. We didn't do it. I got organized.
And you did it.
And it's
happened. And I got lazy.
Yeah, well, Lindsay didn't do anything. Lindsay literally did nothing. We also have a brand new desk.
Like usual.
So when we bang on it, doesn't sound as bad.
Straight from a radio station.
Well, there we go. A radio station.
So it feels slightly, you know, well, like,
it does. It's kind of meteor-ish, isn't it? I mean, it's got a hole in the middle of it.
No, it's just not the fact that we got, I'm also getting a phone call from my mum.
Oh, answer it. It's plugged into the thing.
Mum.
Yeah, hi, Lindsay. How you going?
Yeah, Mum, you're on live radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, good, Michael. How are you?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. Now that Michael's talking, it's all good.
Yeah, that's great.
I talk nice then.
Oh, yeah. not with me. It's like, when are you coming home? When are you mowing the lawn? When are you splitting logs?
You're talking to me. It's like, when are we going to chat again? That's the only question I get.
Okay, can I call you back or can you tell me something?
Hang around, Deb. What a good chat.
That's okay, Lindsay. Hey?
Well, what do you need to tell us, Mum? What do you need to tell me real quick?
Oh, nothing, Lindsay. I was just going to discuss some stuff, that's all.
Oh, I see. Personal things.
It's about the rash. Since Lindsay's rash, isn't
it? Thanks. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Your mum's bringing around the Sorbeline lens. That's all good.
Okay, I got to go, Mum. Let's discuss private issues another time.
Bye. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Good to hear from the Debster again.
Yeah, old Mum.
What are the chances of your mum calling on a live Periscope podcast?
We're 5 minutes in and Mum calls.
And your phone is literally plugged into the system. That is fantastic. This could not be a better start to the podcast.
And now everyone knows about the issues.
Of course, man. Linsman, stick around. We've got plenty of stuff coming up. We're talking about me getting caught out at work doing something. I don't want to talk too much about it right now.
Okay.
It's a sensitive topic. We're getting another reunion update.
Oh, no. I hate this segment.
Yes, we are.
I hate it so much.
And a few more technical things about the podcast that we want to cover off on. It's going to be a big one. Stick around.
Okay. Snitch, mate.
Yeah.
If you're a conjoined twin,
mm-hmm.
and you're joined at the hip, like, you've got another you. Two, there's a Michael and there's a...
I don't think it's another me. I think it's a separate person
or
entirely.
Or it's a separate person, but they're joined.
Yeah, you're joined, right, yeah.
And let's say you're joined here, you're
quite,
right?
Quite literally joined at the hip.
Yeah, the hip. And your stomachs are the same. Like, same stomach.
Right, okay, yeah.
Okay, same stomach, two heads, two sets of arms.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm getting it so far, yeah.
Two personalities.
Right. Is this going to be something about the bum, Linz?
No. You've been invited.
It's going to be, is it one or two bumps, mate?
You've been invited to Pizza Hut, mate.
Right, yeah.
Everyone's like, let's go down to Pizza Hut. It's like, oh, yeah. And who's your conjoined twin? What's his name? Let's call him Dave.
Barry.
Barry.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay. Barry and Dave.
Barry and Dave. You've got three.
No. Barry and Dave are the two twins.
Okay, let's call him Barry and Dave.
Yep.
And we invite Barry and Dave. Let's go to Pizza Hut, Barry and Dave. And they're like, yeah, sure. Well, they hop in their special car, drive down there, they get there.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, here we are. And it's like, oh, okay, let's get all you can eat. Love all you can eat.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my favorite.
And Barry and Dave go, whoa.
Well, hold on. First off, where are they going for the all you can eat? Because there's very few places that do that these
Windsor
days.
Pizza Hut. Michael. Okay. We're good. Out Windsor way.
I want to get the facts straight.
There's
right?
No more Sizzlers down here.
Because they're gone. Yeah. They're only in Toowoomba. That's it.
And we're not going to Brazzers. We're not going to Brazilian meats.
No.
We haven't got that kind of cash.
No, it's way too expensive.
We're just going to Pizza Hut.
You want a stock standard all you can eat, Meat Lovers, Supreme.
Yeah.
Ham and pineapple, if it's not already taken, you know what I'm talking about?
No, the spaghetti. Oh, I love the spaghetti there.
Oh, man. Not the spaghetti, the cream one.
No. Yeah. No,
the boschiola.
This is the where
boschiola.
You go
wrong. No. Mamma mia.
I spit in that. So and mix it around. I'm like, how can anyone eat this? It's disgusting.
I wouldn't put it past you.
No, it's not what I do. I get the pizza as a base and then put spaghetti on top of that.
I've seen you do it.
Oh, so good.
You keep on forgetting I've known you for 21 years.
Way too long.
Yeah, we've been many a times to a good old all you can eat.
But Barry and Dave, they come with us.
Right, yep.
This imaginary character.
So Snitch and Linz, Barry and Dave.
Yeah, Snitch and Linz, Barry and Dave can join twins at the hips.
Two people literally joined at the hips and two people figuratively joined at the hips.
And we're getting all you can eat.
Uh-huh.
And Barry and Dave go to pay and go, hang on a sec. Because we're two people, but we got the one stomach, do we have to pay for two people or do we have to pay for one?
Linz, man,
because I'm like, whoa, he's got a brilliant point.
Yeah.
He's got a brilliant point. Mm. Barry and Dave have a brilliant point.
Yeah.
Do they have to pay for two people?
Well,
because they're filling up the one stomach, they're going to fill up twice as quick.
Linz, you said
they should fill up just as much as we are.
You said at the start of this that it wasn't going to be about bums, okay?
It's not about bums.
But we're going to boil it down to the fact.
At one point,
we're going to have to ask. The pizza has to exit, and the amount of pizza that exits, I suppose, makes up for the amount that you can have in there.
Yeah.
So let's just
attend
to the bathroom and be like, well, let's see it. You got one or two bums down there, buddy.
And who wipes the ass? That's what I want to know. Four sets of hands.
Four, yeah, man, you just...
Do they take turns?
They must, surely. Or maybe someone's just like... There's got to be like a ranking in there, right? They can't just be like equal on everything. There's got to be one that's like just slightly ahead. And they'd be like, mate, you can take care of that.
Like what?
Well, you're just like, you know, one's always ahead, just like a sibling.
Someone can twist around there easier and just wipe it easier.
No, I'm just saying that's just their job because they're the one that has to do it.
The ass wiper?
Yeah.
Well, what's the other one do?
Well, he's just clearly the better one. There's always going to be one better one.
Oh.
Surely.
So you're saying there's one good one, one not good one?
Yeah, well, there's just
They're equals, Michael.
Nah.
They came out, they're joined.
I reckon you talk to Barry or Jim, whatever the fuck we called him, and one of them's going to be like, yeah, all right,
How are you going to separate them? They're right next to each other in earshot.
No, you just ask them together. Just be like, who's the high-ranked one?
They're going to fight. They would not fight. That's the last thing you want. Conjoined
twins
fighting.
They spend every single day together. They're just like, who gets the last biscuit, you know, when you're eating? Who gets to lick the plate? Who gets the last slice of pizza? We're at Pizza Hut. Let's find out. Linz, man.
Yeah, man.
You, of all people, you should understand what it's like to be crazy. I mean, you're just slightly crazy yourself, right?
I think I'm near the edge.
Yeah, you
haven't crossed the line.
Yeah. Oh, no, you haven't crossed the line. No. You've definitely tipped one a pinky or two over the line before, though.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
So let's not talk about those times.
No, we shan't. But, Linz, I was absolutely caught out looking crazy the other day.
What'd you do?
Just looking totally crazy. Now, the thing is, I have my own studio at work.
Yeah.
To work out of, but it's got glass walls, so people are constantly walking past, right?
Yeah.
So I try and maintain the craziness when I'm at work. Like, the visual craziness. Because they can't hear me, because I work in a soundproof studio.
Yes, no one can hear you.
But I can't look crazy when people are walking past. And it's real hard to hold in sometimes.
Okay.
Now, At one
so the
point,
craziness is boiling in you.
Oh yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, it's nuts, man. I'm just.
What are you
on
thinking?
The edge.
Give us a glimpse.
Oh, it's nothing too out there. It's just, I don't know. Just I feel like my body kind of looks a bit crazy sometimes.
Sometimes.
Just the things that you do, because I'm in this enclosed environment. Not that many people walk in, so it just kind of start developing my own little world in there. And from the outside, that can be very confronting.
So you're getting cabin fever at work.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you.
So for 8 hours, at the end of that 8 hour shift, just like,
I'm breaking out of there. It's just steam coming out and, yeah.
Just getting out
You don't want to get me started on the smell either. Oof. 8 hours.
It's like being released from jail for
it really is. Every single day. That's what it's like.
And then I
come, yeah. And then I come up behind this mic and I do the podcast with you. And it's just the same.
Okay, yeah. There we go.
But I was in there, and I have these new pens that I bought, right? Very exciting. And
wow. Pen update. Tell us more about the pens. Are they clickable pens?
In the world of the studio. Yes, they are. Thank you for asking. Linsman, they're the same ones as these ones right here.
Oh, yeah, you could give us a look. You've got a whole heap at home.
Yeah, good. Bought them from Daiso. Great store.
I've been so close to stealing these pens.
Don't steal those pens.
Can I have one?
Because they are all gone at work, and this is part of the story.
Yeah, but I gave you all those pads.
Mate.
You're using them right now.
They're just a piece of paper, though. That doesn't make up for a pen.
Hang on. Whoa.
I haven't used them.
Hang on, no. I feel like there should be a trade-off. For all the pads I got you should give me one pen.
You gave me these in good faith, Lens.
And I feel like you should give me this in good faith.
You can have the pen.
Yes.
Go for the pen. This is how it starts. 0.7. This is how it starts. It's like, can I have your pen, Snitch? You know, can I have some money, Snitch? Can I have your kidney, Snitch? It's just, that's how it goes, all right? It's not going to... No, okay.
Okay.
Keep the pen.
Okay,
right.
Okay, crazy.
If we can get on with the story, which is, I had one pen left. People had stolen that many of my pens. Yeah. And that pen began to run out.
Oh, no.
Of ink. Started spotting. Started, sputtering. Kind of like, I'm thinking, this is not good. So I start doing the circles, you know.
Yeah.
Start getting into the panics, right?
Yeah.
Start really going for it.
The whole page.
Yeah, the whole page. Going for it. I mean, I've got one of these pages. It's like a half A4. It's
getting embedded.
Yeah, circles and circles. And I really don't want this run out, because then I have to go outside and talk to people. Fuck that. I'm just like round and round and round. And I'm getting a little bit too into it, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of getting round and round and round and round. And then suddenly I look out.
Oh, no. Someone's seen
And you. There's someone just standing outside my studio, just peering in the window, looking at me, just drawing a giant circle. And then I look down, and the pen started working again. So it's not like I can be like, oh, my pen's not working, because I'm just doing circles now. I'm just doing a giant circle on my pad. And I'm just like, well, I just look crazy.
And what did the person do? Did they stare at you for a moment?
Yeah, I just tried to play it off. Just kind of, you know, a little bit of laugh. But like, oh, you know, I was just playing. Knew you were watching. That kind of thing. And they kind of looked a little bit concerned and went straight to HR. I'm excited. There is going to be some workout equipment installed right outside our apartment.
No way.
How good is that?
That's
pretty exciting.
It's pretty
for
exciting.
Me. For me, that's exciting.
It's exciting for me, too.
Is it, though? Because
a little.
I want to talk to you about it. Because
okay.
Lindsay and I, not Pat. Pat, our housemate, is a very fit dude.
Yeah, he's super fit.
And I moved in about a year ago. Since then, been getting slightly fitter. Been kind of working out a bit.
I saw you with your shirt off the other day. You've lost a lot of weight.
Great. I'm glad you've been looking at me with my shirt.
It's looking good.
This is the shit I have to put on.
I know. It was like...
Saw you with your shirt off the other day. Are you kidding me? Oh,
I don't know why you came out of your room with no shirt on. I was like, what's not shit?
Mate, I was standing in my room. You walked up to my room.
There's different interpretations of what happened.
There are no boundaries in this. For Lindsay, there are no boundaries. Everyone else, there are boundaries.
Was I waiting like an inch away from your door?
Yeah, you were just kind of lurking behind there, just being like, maybe he'll take his fucking shirt off. Come on, Snitch.
Maybe we can reenact the Titanic moment.
Oh, mate.
You're looking good.
Yeah, okay, I'm not saying I'm looking good. I'm just saying that we've been working out a bit, so we have a need for workout equipment.
Yes.
I have always made it my priority that I don't join a gym, because I'm like, I'll join a gym, I'll pay money, and I won't use it enough to make it worth it, right?
Okay, yeah.
Lindsay moved in. Let's be honest, you felt a little bit of pressure from me and Pat. We're both working out.
Yeah, I was getting pretty fat.
Yeah, well, you were getting fat. I was just saying.
I was getting round.
He was getting round. And
I was getting round.
And Lindsay was just like, all right, let's join a gym then.
Time to join a gym. And I joined a gym.
How long ago was that?
Oh, 2 months ago.
And now we have workout equipment directly outside our
it's
door.
It's not opened yet. It's not open.
It'll be
yet.
Open within a week, man. And
why?
It's pretty much
why
the same
why
stuff
do you have to play this card? Why do you like, have to play the money card?
I just love you join a gym and I'm just like, something's going to happen here. Workout equipment straight out the front. Pat knows what I'm talking about. Pat's wandering past.
Huh? My gym expires in 5 days as well.
And see, Pat even has the best luck. If people didn't hear me, he just said that his gym membership expires in 5 days. Lindsay has another god fucking
no,
9 months
I can
ago.
Leave at any time. Oh, I can leave at any
that's
time.
What they all say, Lindsay. They're like, you can leave at any time. Just walk out the door. It's going to be an exit fee of $300. That's all it'll cost
you. I was there last night,
on top
night,
of
Michael.
That, you got GST. And then you're going to get the guilt, man. The guilt. If they see you leaving, if you have to go up there and be like, Not interested anymore. They're
I'm
going to
go join the free Waverton gym out
they're
the front.
No, it doesn't even matter, man. They're going to be like, oh, you're not going to get the same equipment there. You're not going to get the
you
same.
You know it. Yeah. You know who's paying for that? The council.
Yeah. But the thing is, they're going to guilt you out of it. And I know you want to save a buck, but they're going to guilt you back into that gym, I bet
you. Well, you know what? I'm going to use my own emotions against you. Wait.
Against them.
I'm going to use your own emotions against you. You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
Every night, I'm going to go down there and piss on all the equipment. And what are you going to do then? I'm going to rub shit all over them. And then I'm like, it's all yours, mate. Free.
So you're going to go down there and urinate all over this equipment in yeah. full view. This is a very public equipment.
I'll do it like 2 o'clock
at night. And also shit all over it.
Yeah.
You're going to go to all that
smush
effort.
Smush it in there. Get it in deep. Just to so the it's fact, hard to wash out.
Just so I don't go down and work out for half an hour once a week.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Worth it. Definitely worth it. You should definitely do
I'm
that.
I'm doing that. Snitch, mate.
Yeah, Lance.
You know how sometimes you're just sitting back, watching Godzilla, you know, maybe even like Power Rangers.
Let me hold you there. Sorry. What?
Godzilla.
Watching Godzilla, like on the TV?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Nah, never really been a big fan.
What about Power Rangers? You into him?
No, never really watched him. It's a sore subject. My parents never really let me watch the Power Rangers. They thought it was too violent for.
Really?
For me, yeah. The same reason why they didn't let me watch The Simpsons till I was in high school.
Jesus. What about South Park?
Oh, man. As if they would let me watch South Park. I watched South Park, I think, year 8, year 9. That was the most I was going to get, man.
Okay, well, I'm thinking. I've been watching a lot of Godzilla, Power Rangers, Attack on Titan, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, cool. So stuff from like 20 years ago.
No, stuff
it's just
like,
living
okay.
out his youth again,
no,
isn't
it? Like, okay. It's about, like, they're all Japanese-based shows, right?
Yeah, I guess they are, yeah.
And they're all about some giant, oversized character fighting another character in a city. Or destroying a city of some sorts.
Well, you bang on there. The Japanese, they are sick for some of that.
I know.
They love it. And there's plenty of other ones that Japanese that even aren't here yet, like Mega Man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not Mega Man. It's one of them. Something Man. And he's huge over there.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember what it's called.
And Gundam.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, Gundam. Big, it's oversized massive. Robot yeah. fighting in cities.
It's the best.
I'm like, oh, Evangelion,
you
the same thing.
You can't get wrong there.
So I'm just like, hang on a second. Hang on a
You're
second.
You're going to start your own fucking show, aren't you?
No. I'm not going to start my own show, but like,
I can just,
you ever sit there and think about the guy in the Godzilla suit?
Yeah.
He's got the best job.
I don't think he does.
I think he does.
I think he was probably hot as fuck.
It doesn't matter,
thing.
Mate. He's dressed up as a character,
yeah,
as a giant lizard. Just destroying a town.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, that's true. I mean, that would be the fun part of it.
What would make you feel more powerful than destroying a town?
But, I mean, like, you know what a TV film set's like, right? They hit record, you go for 5 seconds, that's one cut, done. You stand around for 15 minutes.
Okay.
With people with fans standing around you. That's what you would be doing.
Okay, well, let's hear me out.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Okay.
What if I've got two ideas here? If you don't like the first one,
all right, you've got an option.
The first one,
okay.
I'm going to suggest the second.
All right.
Let's just say I make a little business. You can have a little room, little corner office, and we make little buildings, right?
Uh huh.
Like foam buildings with Lego men and everything.
Okay.
And someone gives us $50.
Sounding weird as hell already. Okay, yeah.
And they can just rage on the buildings and destroy the buildings.
So you want us to make basically model towns.
Yeah, model towns.
For people to fuck up.
Yeah.
For the right price.
Just for a bit of rage, just to get them out of it. Just like, hey, you're probably psycho, but you know what would be fun? Destroying a town. They'll get that anger out.
Yeah. Let that rage out, buddy.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Would that rage out on what are we doing? Like just random model towns, or are we doing actual cities?
I'm thinking we could do actual cities.
We do like Sydney, New York?
I'm gonna say New
Tokyo.
York. Yeah, New York.
Tokyo. I mean,
Tokyo. Yeah,
Tokyo.
It's a given. Yeah, obviously. You got to do Tokyo. We destroy Tokyo.
We got to pan to our market, which is clearly Japanese businessmen. They're the guys
exactly.
that are coming.
It's like, yes, I want to destroy this town. I want to see it burn. I want to be the destroyer.
Yeah, absolutely. And they fly to Australia to destroy it from here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. I think so. And just use phone buildings. They're cheap to make.
So far, you've sold me on the first one. It's not a bad idea.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have the skills or the space, but I mean, there are things that we can figure out.
We can figure these things out.
Surely.
Okay.
I want the second option because I feel like it's going to be better than the first.
Okay, the second option. I was thinking, okay. Hang on a sec. Let's get multiplayer in the action here. What if?
Well, this is just a bunch of people doing it now.
Not just a bunch of people destroying a town.
Okay.
So one person trying to defend the town and the other person trying to destroy it. Or wrestling. Or two people wrestle. It's like wrestling, but within a town.
I feel like you're going to get poked a fair bit if you're going to wrestle in a town. Like, if you fall in a building?
How about one person dresses up as Godzilla, one person dresses up as the hero from Power Rangers.
Yeah, all right.
And
yeah.
then they have to fight in the city.
So this is just reenacting Power Rangers now?
Well, yes.
Okay.
I'm thinking...
So someone's going to be the Megazord or whatever.
Yeah, and people have to just go at it.
Just go nuts.
People just go ballistic.
I suppose you can foam them up, can't you?
You can get King Kong in the action. Everyone can jump in on the action.
All the characters.
All the characters. You can have a big old bash.
Cool.
And there's a city just waiting to be destroyed. And you can put objectives. One person has to try and defend the city. One person has to, like, destroy it.
Cool, yeah.
And people just run in there and fucking just...
I feel like... So this is going to be... They're going to destroy one town... per four people.
Yeah.
And how long is it going to take us to build an entire town?
That's still...
How much question is, how much are we charging these guys? Because if we're charging them like, whoa, 20 grand a go, I'm in. I can do
that. We can't do 20 grand a go.
Why not? If we're panning to Japanese businessmen, they got plenty of money to throw around.
Yeah, but like I feel like a lot of people want to destroy towns and cities. I feel like if we made Sydney...
And a select few have enough money to do it.
Okay, fair enough.
I like that.
If I just like you come home from work some days, it's like, man,
you just rock on down to the old City Slayer.
City Slayer. You just destroy the city. You're like, man, I feel so much better from destroying the city.
Yep, it's great.
And like, or you can just like destroy your workplace. See the building that you work at, and you're just like,
rah! Oh, I thought you meant your literal office. Like, we're going to set up an office of theirs and just be like, well, I mean, it looks exactly the same. Go nuts, you know? I mean, it's all made of cardboard, but it's just like being there, you know?
Hang on. What about this? Can we take it a step further?
Okay. Well, we've already taken it two steps, so... Okay.
Can we take it the third
step? We're pushing it.
Okay. What if, like you just said, we recreate our workplace? You panoramic... picture on your phone, you send it to them.
Cool.
They print it out.
3D print it.
Yeah, 3D print it. And then you take pictures of people in your office. They put them on like business suits people. You get a baseball bat.
Right.
Everything's made out of cardboard.
So they're like the giant pinatas basically.
Yeah, and you just pinata everyone in your workplace. You're like,
I think everyone that comes in and does that and the ones that go extra hard, you put them on a list. Because they're probably going to kill someone.
It's like, whoa,
this guy.
Call the cops on this one.
I'm glad you rocked up, but I'm unfortunately going to have to report you.
Sorry, mate. You're leaving in handcuffs. Snitch, mate.
Yeah.
How come war cries aren't as big as they used to be?
Less like person-to-person wars, I think.
Why can't we have why can't we have more war cries? Like, I understand less person-to-person.
I think I feel like I just answered that question.
I know. Well, why can't...
Thank you. Okay, answered.
Why can't
next segment.
No. I want more war cries. I want more people just go... Rah!
Yeah, I know what
you mean. And just yell at each other.
Jesus. Yeah.
And then, why does everyone get freaked out? Like, if we did a good old war cry in here...
Well, you just did one.
No,
and you annoyed the fuck out of me.
It was a minimal war cry.
Yeah, well, I can assume. Like, second you put in your headphones in here, your entire speech becomes a war cry.
Okay.
It's so loud.
But why can't we just have some more war cries about?
Maybe it's
Do you reckon people will call the cops?
Yeah, probably.
Why?
Because you sound mental. That's
but
why.
I'm not mental. It's like it's in there.
Well, let's debatable.
It's like this inner anger that every man feels.
I don't
like,
feel it.
Why are you feeling angry? Why don't you get angry?
Because I'm just not an angry guy like you, Linz. You got that rage in there. You know what
I
that
know.
Is? That's that Welsh rage in your heart.
I know. Sometimes It's kind of weird. You go to a pub and you're just like, someone bumps into you. You just want you to turn it on. But you're just like, no.
Great example, kids. Hope some of your students are listening.
No, the important thing is I say no. I've never done it. Yeah, I think I'm too small.
Never seen Lindsay in a fight before. Never happened.
Wouldn't do that.
No.
But.
No.
War
but
cross.
Oh, as he thought about it.
No. The important thing is I thought about it.
And if you pushed him enough, he'd fucking do it.
I'd launch out. Don't back me in a corner, kids. I'm fighting out.
Oh, you're a terrible person. A terrible teacher.
I'm okay. But why can't we have more war cries? Why can't people just shout and yell? And maybe I think it would just express that inner masculine kind of...
Isn't it because, like, war these days is all about stealth. It's about sneaking up on people. It's about having that surprise attack. You can't do that.
That's cowardly. We need honor. We need honor, Michael. And you've got to face someone right in the face.
There is no honor in dying immediately because that's what's going to happen, all right? But how are you going to help out your team?
I'm going down swinging, Michael.
Lindsay would have been the guy that got onto the beach at D-Day and just ran directly towards the machine gunners and got taken down in 2 seconds. It's just like, just get down for 5 seconds, Christ.
He was
gone. He's gone. He's the guy that's on the beach from Saving Private Ryan with your guts hanging out, being like, why did I run? Why did I do a war cry? That's Lindsay right there in a nutshell.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, you got me there.
It's not great. It's not great. You would be awful in World War II.
In every war, probably.
I can't say it. You can't say it and blow on your bottle at the same time. Yeah? No, it's just the thing that we do. Pat's being dickhead in the background.
How do you blow into a bottle?
Well, you can't make the sound. Have you never tried to do that before? Holy shit, have you never really done that before?
There we go.
Oh, mate. Lindsay's about to pass out from hyperventilating.
I kind of got it.
What an amazing outro. We just learnt in this outro that Lindsay doesn't know how to actually make a sound.
I just learned how to do it.
No, you don't. I mean, it sounded... You got it for one thing.
Okay, you make a sound.
What,
you make
this,
it.
Ready, ready? Hear that? That's a beautiful, crisp sound. That is not what it's meant to sound like. You're going to purse your lips on. Yeah, it's a little bit. You're getting there. Oh, all right. Enough of that shit. Lindsay, man, we're done for this week. Clearly, we're done. Yeah. Okay. We are out. It's been a good podcast. Everyone that joined us on Periscope, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for the interactions.
Everyone that's listening to the podcast right now, you guys are champions.
And check us out on Periscope.
Snitchandlins.com as well.
Yep.
We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on fucking everything. Except Meerkat, because Meerkat's shit.
I've never heard of Meerkat.
Yeah. See, that's why. It's terrible. Isn't that right, Pat? He's a social media manager. He
has no idea.
No. Linsman, like we like to say every week.
Spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lins.
Farting over there. Protein farts.